Hello and welcome to our show. This is Master P, my co-host, and this is Tassie Hill, Bright Lights Pathfinders. The callers are welcome to call in at 877-876-5227. That's USA only. And toll-free USA and Canada numbers are 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. Master P, how are you today?
I'm well and fine this evening. The stars are aligned. The moon is low. It's a good evening.
I appreciate you at the last minute co-hosting with me. It's good to hear you.
It is my pleasure to be here with you and your audience on this evening.
Well, tell me, what is your feeling on experiencing choices?
Experiencing choices?
Yes, I was sitting here pondering just earlier this evening about experiences being our feelings and our choices being our circumstances that are surrounding their own home.
My views are just to be open, to be able to receive and to participate with a clear, open mind, to shut off your internal dialogue and to be open to the energy that's around you. That's a choice. Wouldn't you agree? Am I getting it wrong?
That's so true. I was thinking that the application of our knowledge towards something is chosen by ourselves, you know?
Correct.
That we choose it. And the way that we are experiencing it and how we feel it.
By the way we perceive it.
Uh-huh. And the way that we perceive it is all observed. And the way that we obtain ourselves in the knowledge, you know, how we choose to put that application and
so
feel
a lot
it.
Of people don't have the knowledge enough to open themselves up to that knowledge that's already there, that's been there for centuries.
Right. That's what this whole thing's about. Everybody's wanting to awaken, but they're wanting other people to awaken them. They're looking for other people to do the answering for them, you know?
Uh-huh.
And there's just, a lot of times the circumstance has that house of their own, you know? It's like an illness or a cancer or being out of a job, being fired from a job or something like that or, you know, but the way we experience that situation is the root of the core of the whole thing.
Well, our minds and our thoughts will make us or break us. As they once said, you go into the lion's den either crying or singing, but either way you're going. The path is laid out before us, and if we can move around it and be more open to the energy where we came from, things would be a lot smoother. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah. That's the condition that connects us to the circumstance and the Hello, caller. You're on air.
Hi, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good.
Good evening, Ashley.
We didn't hear the beep. I'm sorry.
I wanted to find out, I applied for a job and I went for the interview and I just wanted to find out if I will be getting hired or anything.
Is it a clerical job?
It's a part-time job, seasonal.
It's a clerical.
I came on.
Do it office work, paper.
Doing stocking?
It's doing stockings. Stuffing stockings?
Yeah.
I think you'll get it. That's my
You think I'll get it?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, Ashley,
you
so
gave
good
an
at
outgoing
everything.
Personality when you went down there. I mean,
Thank you.
I can only tell you what comes to mind and what I feel when the caller comes in.
Oh,
may not
great.
Always be right,
Thank you.
But that's my feelings on it.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions, Ashley?
I can't hear you very well.
You have any other questions? Is there something else bothering you?
Something else bothering me? There's a lot that's bothering me financially.
No, it's not financially. It's something else.
Ashley,
yes.
What is there with this baby?
Oh, the baby is, his father is trying to fight custody for the baby.
Okay.
And,
he won't get it.
We have to go to court and,
he won't get it.
He won't get it?
No.
Oh, great. Great.
Fathers very rarely get custody. They'd have to prove that you're an unfit mother, and I could tell by talking to you for 1 minute that you're not.
Oh, great. He's doing very well. He's going through physical therapy and all that. And
he needs special
he's doing
care.
Very well so far. But his
baby
father wants him
care.
Now every weekend.
Did you hear me, Tassie?
Yes.
Does the baby need special care?
Yeah, he has a speech therapy problem, and he's stiff. He doesn't, he's very stiff. They have to give him physical therapy every week, 3 times a week. 4 times now. Now he's going to get a 5 because he's got speech therapy.
No, he's going to stay with you, sweetheart. Don't fret over
great.
That. That's why I said there's something else bothering you. I didn't know exactly what it was.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the phone's picking up on that baby.
You got to rub my crystal a little bit.
He's adorable.
It's a boy.
Thank you.
It's a little boy?
Yeah, it's a boy.
You got to remember, I'm in Florida.
And I'm in New York!
What are you in,
how's
Long Island?
How's the weather out there?
Are you in Long Island? Are you near Long Island?
Oh, great talking to you.
Oh, it's great talking to you too, Ashley.
Thank you, Bud. I love you.
All right.
I love
God bless you.
Too.
Great blessings.
Thank you.
Well, that was a good call. Made her happy.
Oh, she's a sweetie. I didn't know she was working on that baby, though. Bless her heart. I hadn't talked to her in a while.
So what were we talking about? Choices? Have we
choices.
Made choices every day?
Choices.
Decisions and choices.
Yes, yeah.
How the Lord puts obstacles in
our way. I just want to say, I can't hear the beat. Did you hear the beat?
I'm a little hard of hearing.
Oh, well, I didn't hear the beat come in.
Okay.
Okay. But the experience of choices that we have and the circumstances, you know,
the
obstacles
that are in front of us. When we make those choices, they're like hurdles, you know?
Yes.
Do stuff wrong, there's hurdles there. And it takes more energy to do wrong than right.
That's true. And also, that's like, you know, there's 6 different kinds of feelings that we have.
Explain them.
It's the senses.
Well, sure.
You know, but there's one behavior that we can do something about, and that's the doing behavior.
And then there's the subconscious.
Well, the subconscious is always trying to please us. It'll even make us stand on our head, because when we have a thought, it goes into our subconscious mind, and it will sit there and work and work and work until it gives us something to have an action towards the answer for our experience of that feeling to work through.
Most definitely. I agree.
Yes, and so...
Hit it on the head.
And so it tries to work around that circumstance and get out of that circumstance's home. And so the experience in life that we have and how we want to actively let that circumstance have it that already has affected our life, whether it is good or bad, like you said, and its purpose of choice is, you know, we have a reason of our own to benefit from that purpose.
Yeah, and there's a reason for everything. Like I said, that the path was laid out before us.
Mm-hmm.
We can try to alter it, but for the most part, the path is going to take on its own life also, and you walk the path. And how you walk it and what you think about And the way you do it and to attain personal power is knowledge, and knowledge is power. People don't realize. I'm not talking about knowledge out of a book. Knowledge that's around you. Knowledge from the sun, knowledge from energy that's around you. Picking up different aspects of personal power, which is the difference between an ordinary man and a sensei or a master or a man of knowledge or one of knowing, a shaman, for example, has a different knowing than everyone else because he attunes himself to that, whether you're pagan or, you know, Wiccan or whatever. You're attuning yourself to one with nature, one with the universe, like Dr. Wayne Dreyer talks about. I can say that on air, right?
You can say whatever you want.
You know, we come from an energy, we go back to an energy. The purpose is that we're here. He talked about, and I was listening to him, and we talked about letting go. Letting go of the material things. Like some of the great healers and leaders of our world, you know?
Uh-huh.
And letting that energy come in. We block that every day because we're in the world. How do you say that? We're of the world, but not in the world, something like that. We're in the world,
yeah.
But don't be in the world, but of the world. If you're caught up in the world, nature is not going to find its way. You're never going to hear what the birds or the hawk has to say if you're caught up in the street, you know? Everyday
I want to tell you something, though, that I've learned of myself. Soul as man, right?
Yeah.
Came from soul.
Soul
and we're
awareness.
So busy working on the spirit part of ourselves, we forget about the soul part of ourselves, which is what goes to up to and from.
Right.
And the spirit goes to and from as well, but the soul is what the man is in the body.
The soul is what ascends, but the awareness you get to keep, they tell me. But,
right.
Your spirit, you know, it's like you and I. We've been friends a long time. I can travel to you. I can talk to you. I can see you in dreams. We relate on such a level, even distances away, with that connection through space and time and thought and heart and soul.
And I haven't talked to you in so long and saw you online and said, do you want to be a co-host? That was so cool.
I mean, we've astroed many times. Yes, and I appreciate that. It's a very big surprise and a delight because I haven't been on the computer in a while, and this was a very timely calling.
I know.
I mean, you were like right there. Boom. But you've always been like that. You've always been on target with me. When I need a reader, I call Tassie.
Thank you.
You know. So when she helps me with my problems. And, you know, it's funny. Readers are like that. We can give advice and read everyone else, but it comes to reading ourselves, it's pure hell. It's very hard.
Yeah, I don't use readers. I read myself, though.
Well, I can't. You're more powerful than I am. I mean, I'm good, but you're very good.
Oh, thank
I'm
you.
I'm good in a different avenue. You're very calculated in your readings and in the way you go about your things. Well, I'm more just on feeling. You know, I just have a knowing. I can't explain it. But,
that's all we need is that knowing.
Yeah. So.
But
anyway,
you know, I was thinking also, or feeling also, that if we positively and productively gain from our purpose of that experience, that life's lesson, that school of learning, then that experience of life, which was our purpose, our sole purpose, unconditionally is always a choice.
Definitely. Also, I'm relearning and relearning the same things that I should have learned the first time, because evidently I didn't learn my lesson the first time, and I have to keep repeating it. What'd someone write on the computer one night? That's
I did.
Angels?
Repeating the same thing over and over, expecting different results.
No. Sometimes, you know, the old saying, you forgot what you learned, or you're still learning what I forgot. You know,
you
keep making these same mistakes, and I'm being tempered, you know, over and over again. You know, it doesn't change as you get older. You still get tempted, and you get tempered, and you get tested each and every day. is a new day and an adventure, and you don't know what's going to happen, just like this phone call.
So I wrote a point to you. The more I remember, the less I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always write such different little things. And also, going such adventures out there, you know, into the dimensions.
Oh, yeah.
If most people would just let go, they could go, you know.
To different levels. To different levels of awareness. To different points in the clarity of oneself. You know, to attain knowledge of yourself and to control different aspects. You know, and like I said, it's all a matter
of like a linear perspective.
Personal power.
Yeah, all it is a different perspective. It's like that movie where he said, "My Captain, My Captain," the Dead Poets Society, where they stood on top of the table and looked at a different perspective. That's all in different dimension, you know?
Just like when you get down on your knees and get real close to a rock or two ants or whatever, there's another world there. There's so many worlds within the world that we live in that are unexplored, just like we only use a third of our mind, a third of our energy. Most people have that knowing. They just don't always call upon it.
That's so true.
You know, it's there. Oh, I shouldn't go there today. And then when you get there, I shouldn't have went. But you don't listen to that. That other voice is the voice.
That intuitive voice.
That's calling. It's telling you not to do something, but you're doing it anyways because you don't listen. As they say in the good book, let them who have ears hear. To listen and not just, you know, to listen is listening, but to hear is something else. So
yes.
The Indians and the droids and whoever, over the centuries, the Mayas, the Toltecs, all them types of people all tuned into that, you know, the Egyptians. They all tuned into that realm of feeling and of light and of knowing. They had to.
We're born with instinct and intuition. It's when the ego is born that we learn, and that's when we learn and understand the word no for the first time. And that's when control comes into play, and that's when we start bucking the system. Because we're born with that intuitive voice to know right from wrong and good from bad, and to accept or reject. And then when that age comes, and those years, or those pictures in our minds, and the old tapes we start to play, and reveal in our hearts and heads, and that depends on less, we depend on less and less of our gut feelings and intuition. And that voice either by wanting or something or the incidents or situations that we possess to work out and stop. We forget to stop in the quiet moments or the prayers that take us back and look objectively at the price we have to pay by listening to our higher selves and our higher powers that I choose to call God. But, you know, Master P., what I used to do, and I still do, I do it with myself and I did it with my children, so that they could feel more of gaining control of their own selves. When they did something wrong, I gave them choices of consequences to choose from so that they could have their own lessons to go by. Like when they did something wrong, I said, okay, now you're in control of your own punishment. You can choose to not go outside after you eat. You can choose not to have a dessert. You can choose to go to your room for 30 minutes. Or you can choose to go into time out. I gave them their own choices of their own punishment so that they could feel in control of their actions that they did, you see. Instead of me saying, okay, you're going to do this, I gave them their own power of their own choices because it was their power that got them in that place to begin with.
Oops, excuse me. I have a call on my cell phone. Please hold on. I'm sorry. I didn't know I had this on.
You're so funny.
Hello.
This makes it so real. Hello. But anyway, that worked so well with my children.
I'm still here. It's a business call. I'm so sorry. But I could tell you, I'll give you my experience in a minute. And
there's shortcuts as well that I used with my children. But
I did a lot of explaining. I had time out, you sit with me, and I explained and explained the different avenues.
Uh-huh.
And what I felt was acceptable and unacceptable. And gave him a good hour of sitting next to me. That was punishment.
Well, my daughter, I just found, she's getting married, and I just was going through some things for her future husband. I found where she says, I made her write, she chose to write 100 times. I will not go in my mother's room.
I'm on live BBC Radio with my friend Patsy. What's up?
Hey, Aunt, Master P, you have to get off the line and not do that on the radio. But anyway, is there any callers? Let me give out BBS phone number. The phone number is toll-free 877-876-5227. That's USA only. Toll-free 888-815-9756. That's USA and Canada. The direct line is 530-876-3222. And listeners, I would like for you to go on BBS Radio's webpage and just scroll down and look at all the information that BBS Radio has. They have the greatest blog.
I'm going to get off for 1 second, okay? I'll be right back.
They have the greatest blog site that I have ever seen. People that love to blog, you know?
What?
Where BBS Radio has a place where you can blog.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they have all kinds of things on there. Have you got BBS Radio pulled up?
Right now, I just got an important personal phone call from my.
Do you need to go?
I could stay on the line if you could just be patient with me and hold on a minute.
Okay, can you go in another room?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll be right back.
Okay. See, Master P didn't even know that he was going to be with me until like 2 minutes before the show. And I already did a show today at 3 o'clock and was invited back. And so I was not prepared to do another show, but I don't even really prepare. But I just want to tell you about BBS webpage. Okay, now there is a spiritual notebook that is so interesting to read, everybody. It is just wonderful, wonderful. And there's an author's inkwell where you can blog. Oh, the blogs are fantastic. Just fantastic. And please just go on the pages and just look around. Just look around and listen to the different wonderful scheduled shows that there are. And the music is just gorgeous. But it is just a wonderful experience to be here. This is like my third show, so I'm just now getting my feet wet. And thank you so much for the staff and everybody. But I want to talk a minute about truth. The truth. Because truth gets bent a little bit. You know? Just want to talk about some truth. There's a truth, and then there's a truth. Now, you know how there's truth no matter what. And if the purity of truth is spoken, and it's acted, and it's seen, and it's done. And even, now think of this. Even when you are speaking a lie inside, what is that noise? Even when you're speaking a lie, the truth is there, and it's on truth that. Right? I don't know what that noise is, but we've got some noise on that line. Hello, I'm back on the air. This is Tassie Hill, Bright Lights Pathfinders. I don't know what happened with this noise that was in the background. I just want to say, in creation, God made two natures, the human nature and the environmental nature. In human nature, its purpose is always a choice. Environmental nature, it's not. Human choices is disruptive in natural habitats, and environmental nature, it's destroying, like polluting and trashing and killing the rainforest and the ozone, while in nature services, and its purpose is solely, intentionally, behavior are like, you know, in its own way. I don't know what that noise is. I am so sorry. But I'm talking about truth. And so within these truths, we can only go by the human nature because the environmental nature has its truth of its own. It can't be stopped except for the ways that we control our environments, our truth of human natures, and the way we speak, act, feel, and do with things. That's what I was getting at the whole time when I was talking to Master P.
I'm here.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, there was all kinds of noises going on in the background, and I don't know what that was.
Might have been. I left the computer on. I don't, my screensaver, maybe. Maybe it was over there. I have no idea. I had stepped out of the room for a minute.
Okay, well, it was really horrific. They couldn't hear us talk, me talk.
I don't know. I didn't.
Okay.
Might have not put off the off button. I apologize if it was me. Anyways, I shut everything down, so we won't have that problem. Forgive me, audience. I wasn't prepared to host. Cat, short notice, but I'm here.
Okay. Well, I've been talking about the truths, you know, and about human nature versus universal and natural natures and environmental natures and, you know, how we have to live in our own truths and work on ourselves without being able to destroy the habitats of environmental nature and polluting and trashing and stuff. And how I was thinking as well out loud that, you know, we speak our truths, but also a lie lays in its own truth as well.
Sometimes we're all blind to the truth.
Yes.
Like with our planet, with the ozone.
Mm-hmm.
We turned our backs.
A second ago.
To the earth. The
mm-hmm.
earth that mothers us. That's one truth right there.
And there's
many
a truth.
Huh?
I was going to say there's a truth within me that there's no words to bring forth for one to understand, you know, to me. But there's no words to comprehend this truth that I know. It's inside of me. Only I can say and feel it with every inch of my being and every breath and every beat of my heart. You have your truth, I have my truth. And I have to awake to absorb my knowledge of my truth. And if I try to explain my truth for one to understand and to comprehend the truth that I know, that's your way of understanding it and others' ways of understanding it. And their way and not mine but the purity of my truth, then it would be unblemished and no longer be the truth that is held just meant for me. And I was going to say, each one has that God's placed in their own way of truth. You know, we can share what we feel and think and everything of this purity, of this unblemished truth that's inside of ourselves that we hear and see and feel. But the if we sit quietly and reverently and patiently in our own solitude and willingly to surrender ourselves to this indescribable feelings of the truth that's whispered and known in our soul's existence that we could ever hope to comprehend personally as our own and then share it, then hopefully what we've gained as our wisdom and knowledge will go out there to others that they can hopefully comprehend and share back, you know, in their perspectives as their own, in their own dimensional way, inside themselves, to others, and hopefully reach out to other people with what we've learned, you know?
Bring everyone to a higher ground.
Right.
A higher point of enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's enlightenment.
And
do
I just...
agree? I mean,
I just
don't know. Maybe I'm saying
pray the peace on earth and peace in the universe. That's just all I just pray for and just hope for, because it's all about control. And if we can gain control of ourselves, then we won't need to gain control of others, the people, places, and things along the way.
Most assuredly. I agree.
Because the power... Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I thought I'd call in and welcome you to BBS.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. My name's Jehala. I'm from the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee.
Well, Jehala, welcome. And thank you for calling.
So what's going to be the format of your show? Maybe you could share that with all of us listeners.
Well, I do a lot of readings of personalities and inside of a person. Would you like one?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, there's different ways I do it. Master P, can you just let me do this for just a minute?
Be my guest.
Okay. May I call you Jehala?
Jehala, yeah.
Nahala?
J-A-H-A-L-A.
A-K-L-A?
Jehala.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you. That's my
okay.
Star Palladium.
I'm going to ask you different questions, and I want you just to relax and feel like you're just real, real comfortable there, okay? And I'm going to write down a few things while you go and feel like you're out there in orbit, you know, just orbiting around. You can be in your body, or you can just feel like you're just in a spaceship or in any kind of any way you want to get out there. You can visit the stars, just be in the air.
I travel every night, huh?
Huh?
I travel every night.
Well, great. Well, let's do some traveling.
Yeah.
How do you feel out there?
Most of the work I'm doing is with inside Mama Earth.
Well, we're going out there right now, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Like, are you in the stars, or are you in a planet, or you visiting?
No, I'm on the ships, working with some of our off-worlders.
I want you to be outside. If you want to do what I'm doing, I want you to be outside in the air, but
okay.
Be looking around a planet or the air or...
Well, we can go back to Alcyon.
And then tell me how you feel once you're out there.
Well, it's home.
Home?
Home.
Yes, and how does that cause you to feel?
Oh, ecstatic.
Ecstatic?
Unencumbered. Freedom. True love.
Euphoria.
Exactly.
Are you a Wiccan by any chance?
Mm-hmm.
Do you study witchcraft?
I don't actually study it. I live it.
He's doing something, okay?
Pardon?
I just had that feeling that you might have at one time.
I did at one time, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please go ahead. I'm sorry, Tassie.
Okay.
Hear it move me.
Okay, and then while you're out there, you're ecstatic, freedom, true love, and anything else you want to add?
A sense of being back where I belong, rather than where I'm at in this 3D density.
Okay. Now let's travel down to the earth. Okay. And when you come down to earth, now choose whether you're going into the forest or whether you're looking at the trees or the forest or the water or, you know, particularly just focus in on something in the earth. You can focus in on the crystals or the planet, those plants or the animals or anything that you choose. And then give me a descriptive feelings of what you feel when you focus in on that. And you can actually become it, or you can just be looking at it, or you can just be touching it.
Want me to tell you how I feel?
Uh-huh.
Lonely.
What is that?
Lonely.
Lonely?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like a fish out of water.
Okay.
But I know I got to be here for a short while longer. Time's almost up, though.
Okay. And what else?
Mission almost accomplished.
Okay.
Thank God.
And what do you feel?
A sense of accomplishment. It's been a long road.
Yeah.
For a lot of us. This was a big undertaking that we took on this time. But we have accomplished it. The rest is only left to manifest on the physical plane of 3D. It's already in effect on the higher levels.
Okay, now take a walk and tour to a home or a house that has walls that are like white. They're like white all around for just a little while.
Okay.
What do you feel in the white room? You can decorate it if you want to.
I can what?
You can decorate the room if you want to. It can have windows and doors. You can feel a breeze. Or it doesn't have to, but it's white. And then just give me feelings that you feel while you're in the white room.
I don't know what I feel. It's just a room.
Express what you see.
Well, my house is white walls. I feel confined.
I'm not talking about your house.
But I'm just saying, but my house has white walls, so it's kind of like, can't you give me another color?
No, you just feel just in your, you can manifest anything you want in this white room, and just give me feelings that you feel while you're in the white room.
Oh, okay. We're manifesting, okay.
In your mind's eye.
Yeah. you feel a sense of accomplishment when you manifest, particularly
well,
when you look
it's
and
like,
create
it's
at the
like,
same time.
It's like what you just did before in the other two.
Yeah.
I'm kind of confused
on what it is you're trying here, because when I travel back to Alcyon, which is the planet that I came from to here, we will manifest whatever we think is manifested. So.
What? Okay, close your eyes and see a white room.
Oh, I've already done that.
And then you saw confided. But what does that confided feeling give you? What feelings do you have?
Well, I just told you accomplishment, dear.
That white room gives you accomplishment?
Mm, because I'm decorating it.
Okay.
With the mind.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Now you can paint it any color you want, or you can put fabric in it, or you can be touching the fabric, you can be the color, you can be wearing the color, you can actually just be looking at the color. Choose a color, or it can be many colors.
Purples and golds.
Oh, wow. Those go gorgeous together.
Uh-huh. They also are uplifting in the spiritual realm, too.
Yeah.
They give energy to the soul.
Yeah. That's what this does.
Mm-hmm.
It puts you out there. What do you feel with the purple and gold?
Energized.
Mm-hmm.
But with a peace and serenity.
Peace and serenity?
But yet energized.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It gives you a sense of power of being able to commute with creation. Probably didn't say that correctly, but
I understand.
Yeah.
Creativity and creation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you meant?
Yes. My dogs are going to start barking now.
Oh, how gorgeous. Just the talking. Oh, is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
No, dear, that's it.
That's really great. Okay, now you can choose any kind of creation of a creature, an animal. It can be a dinosaur, it can be a dragon, it can be a butterfly, of an insect, or it can even be, you know, like a dog, a cat, a whale, any animal of the sea, anything of a creation, of a creature. You can become it. You can be looking at it. It can be from afar, or actually you can be petting it, or just it can be sitting there, or you can just be admiring it.
You know what I've always been intrigued by in animals is the legend of the unicorn.
Okay, so you see a unicorn?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the unicorn, or are you looking at it?
I'm petting it.
Okay.
I'm interacting with it.
Some descriptive adjectives of it.
Oh, they're beautiful, magnificent animals. And their intelligence level is just unbelievable. It's they almost have like human abilities of cognitive thinking.
And what is it giving you feelings of?
They're sharing with me the days of ancient times upon this planet when they walked among us and existed.
What are you feeling, though?
Their majesty, their regalness about them. They're beautiful. They have a calming effect, too, on the spirit.
Okay, we're going to have to stop because I've only got 10 minutes to tell you about this.
Right.
Okay. You are very, very, very yearning to complete the rim of being here on Earth, and you had a mission to accomplish in which you have set out to do in your calling at a young age, and you heard your calling at a very young age, and you set out to do it with the spiritual realm, and you did, and you felt very, 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 very out of sorts when you are not doing your spiritual work and teaching and working with others and helping them awaken to their place and their mission to be in the awakenings and in the awareness of the earth and the magic of the real ways that life should be and what we're here for and the callings that we're here for to heal and to open up into the realms of the heavens and what we're to be and what we're to become. Your home is up in the star levels of the entities of the three-dimensional levels up in the 1111 per se, or the star seeds actually, in the realms of belonging to back where freedom was true and love was in your home and still is, and the connection of the golden rod of rope that you connect to and stay connected to as you travel in the purple, pretty much in the Saint Germain, turning the flames of negativity into positiveness continuously. You don't choose to ever stay confided into any one place at one given time, because your accomplishments are always continuously creativity and creations of feeling powerful enough to feel energized and peace and serenity within yourself. You have a very extreme cognitive thinking about yourself, and people always look upon you as very in a beautiful manner, and you evidently were in a very high manner and still are, and climbing about you in mannerisms of what people see, think, feel, and know about you as well. And that's what I saw.
Yeah, real close. Almost right on target there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me share with you.
And again, welcome to BBS.
Well, thank you so much.
Don and them are wonderful people there. It's that.
Oh, aren't they, though?
They are. They're wonderful people. And I'm so excited about what they're doing and what they're bringing to. This is going to help so much with this ascension and raising awareness and consciousness.
Do you have a show on BBS?
I used to have. It was called People in Fur Coats.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, I'd like to get the show going again, but financially, and I just couldn't get the sponsors going quick enough. So we may try that again in 2008.
Well, call any time.
All right, dear. Well, good luck with your show.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You still there, Master P?
I sure am.
Well, thank you for allowing me to do that.
You know, purple is the color of royalty and gold. That woman is a woman of knowledge. She is not uneducated by no means. I was going to say high priestess in her other life, or in the Wiccan that she was in, she was of stature. She wasn't just a somebody. I can sense that right away. But I didn't want to interject while you were giving your reading.
Yes, I said at the highest realm.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
People,
I acknowledge that you said that.
You know, I don't like to put people's stuff out on a platter in the reading on radios and
right.
stuff.
You said of high caliber,
yeah.
High room. So that pretty much, you were right about that right away. I agree with that. Yeah. So.
It was a pleasure.
Here we are.
This is great. Oh, I was really worried I wasn't going to get enough time in there for her.
No. I've never hosted a radio show before, so bear with me, and I'm just trying to hang in there with you, like I always do, like when we do it on on our time in the United States here.
I don't think I've ever done a white room or a color or any of that with you either.
No. In all these years.
No.
We've done a lot of reading.
I think you can use different ways to read at different times.
Yeah.
You know, just to, like she said, it kind of tranced her out there.
Yeah, it puts you in that open realm there for a minute. You concentrate.
Yeah.
That's great. You pinpoint your energy.
Yeah. There's water and all kinds of things. We go into the forest and we come out. Going into the forest is really great to absorb the nature of things and pull ourselves together and bring it back out. You know, but we have to walk back out of the forest to be able to do our daily thing. But stay in the moment. Always stay in the moment. You know?
I do a lot of gazing myself. When I try to break the trance of the world around me, I tend to go into gazing, whether it's at the smooth edges of my crystal or an open cup of coffee or, you know, tea, something like that, where I gaze and the water moves and I can fixate into that and shut off the world around me, and the answers come a lot quicker for me. But that's my way, you know?
I like to quiet my mind into the nothing, to just hear the whispers.
I can do that too, but it has to be very solitary. I have to have solitude to do that. I have to. Really takes a lot of energy sometimes. And some nights, I can connect and be pinpointed pretty accurate. Like, I did pretty good. The two things that I did mention were accurate, and she agreed, yes, I was a Wiccan at one time. And you know, and that was. That was good. I hit two things on the head right away. Picked up on those.
That's good, Ann.
Do we have any more callers?
Well, no, because it's like 9:56, so there's not enough time for a call.
Oh.
But BBS Radio, you are the greatest, and thank you again for the time of allowing us to share on the radio, the communication ways out there in the universe, and blessings and peace and tranquility to everybody.
Osayo, blessings and peace. Thank you, BBC, for allowing me to be on the show tonight, and thank you, Tassie. It's wonderful, as always, to be in the presence of your company, and I always learn a little something when I'm with you. God bless you.
Thank you. And I want to just place the angels and goodness of positiveness all around each and every one, everything great and small, every living thing, everything is living, even the rocks that I collect, because they're the oldest living thing on this earth, because they were here first.
I collect rocks too. I didn't know that you did that.
Oh, I've got them from everywhere.
Me too.
When people ask me what to bring me back, I say a stone, because it's the oldest living thing, I believe. And so they bring me back a stone, and I write into them, or I draw into what I see in the stone, because they have so many faces.
Yeah, I have a lot of stones too. Each one is a memory and a place and has a certain feeling, and I use each stone for something different. I have a worry stone. I have stones of joy. I have stones that I see with, stones that I picked up, that when I'm with those stones, they bring back the memories that I had of finding them, or they found me, because they just jump out at you and say, pick me.
Okay, blessings forever and a day more. God bless you all. This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, and Master P, over and out.